This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Inna alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil anbiya wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa man wala wa ba'd. Today we will begin the first of the lessons in terms of tazkiyatun nafs. And I want to begin with the issue of jealousy. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked us to take refuge in His power and His protection from jealousy, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ مِنْ شَرِّ مَا خَلَقَ وَمِنْ شَرِّ غَاسِقٍ إِذَا وَقَبَ وَمِنْ شَرِّ نَفَّاسَاتِ فِي الْعُقَدِ وَمِنْ شَرِّ حَاسِدٍ إِذَا حَسَدَ. From the shar, from the evil of the hasid, from the evil of the one who is jealous when he is being jealous. And therefore we seek protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from those people who are jealous of us and who are jealous of others. Now jealousy is permitted in two cases, and this is from the hadith of Rasulullah, where he said jealousy, permissible jealousy is of two kinds. Jealousy is permitted in two cases. One is where you see somebody who is excelling in the learning and practice of Islam. He has knowledge and he is excelling in that knowledge, and you would like to be like that. So you are jealous of his way. I'm jealous of how much Quran you know. I'm jealous of the way in which you recite Quran. I'm jealous of the way in which you practice Islam. So this is permissible jealousy. The other jealousy which is permitted is when you are jealous of somebody for the amount of money that they spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you say, oh, I wish I had that kind of money so that I would also be able to spend in the path of Allah. So I'm jealous of so and so who built this great school or who built this great masjid and so on and so on. But other than that, jealousy is a net negative emotion which is very harmful to the person who is being jealous. What is jealousy? Jealousy is to see something good in somebody else and to wish that that would not be there. Jealousy is where you wish evil for somebody else. So you see someone doing something good and you wish that this good would be destroyed. You wish evil for that person. That's the reason why jealousy is such a horrible thing, that you wish evil for your brother or your sister, where if they have good health, you wish that that health wasn't there. If they were beautiful or handsome, you wish they were ugly. If they were wealthy, you wish they would become poor and destitute and so on. And all of these evil things. That's the reason why jealousy is such is haram, and it is so strongly prohibited in Islam. Second thing about jealousy is like holding a live coal in your hand. A hot, red hot ember from the fire. If you hold it in your hand, what does it do? It burns your hand. So that's the reason why jealousy is so bad, because jealousy destroys and jealousy harms the person who is jealous. First and foremost, the person who is jealous himself is harmed. Third big problem with jealousy is that jealousy is at the root of all divisions in the ummah. Because with jealousy now come other big and bigger evils. Because when you are jealous, now the chances are that you now start bad talking to people, the person about whom you are jealous. So you go around insinuating, you go around doing ghibah about this person, you go around making evil comments about this person. So now you are giving your good deeds to that person, and you are ensuring Jahannam for yourself, and you are giving away your good deeds to that person who you hate so much and who you are jealous about, and you go around making ghibah and you backbiting that person and slandering that person and trying to assassinate his character and trying to do evil to him. So a lot of your time and energy is spent in this negative way of trying to harm someone who really did nothing to you. The person was doing his own thing. The person was trying to excel in his own life. The person was trying to improve himself. He was not doing it at your expense. If he learned more Quran, he didn't take it from you. If he earned more money by his own effort, he didn't take it from you. If he became popular, if he spoke well, if he did well, if he worked well, if he spent in the path of Allah, he did not take it from you to spend it. So why are you jealous? What harm has that person done to you? But this is the problem with people who are jealous. They're so pathetic. They're so pathetic that they cannot even think straight, and therefore they are jealous of their brothers and sisters who have done them no harm. So they go around destroying themselves, because slander destroys the slanderer. Backbiting destroys the backbiter, not the other person. character assassination destroys the person who's trying to assassinate the other person's character. Sometimes they are successful, sometimes people will believe their lies, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the truth. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then rewards and punishes in keeping with that truth, not in keeping with whatever opinion you have of that jealous person has. So therefore, jealousy is a horrible thing. It's a net negative thing. And if we are jealous in a particular case, then immediately we need to make tawbah and we need to make amends, and we must go to the person who we were slandering or backbiting and apologize to that person, and we must go and tell that person what we were doing, and we must go and tell all the other people who we were slandering and tell them, look, I was wrong. This person was not like that. I was the liar and I was spreading all this calumny and all this slander about that person. Now you can imagine how difficult that is. And that's the reason why slander is such a bad thing. Because if we, once we have slandered, to make that up, to wipe out the evil of that is so much more difficult. And that's the reason why it is so important not to fall into that trap in the first place. I remind myself and you that the whole purpose of this Tarbiyah series is not simply for me to talk something and to remind and for you to listen. The idea is for both you and me to try and bring these things into our lives and bring these things into our practice so that we can improve ourselves and we can try to become as close to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam as possible, so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inshaAllah will be pleased with us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy for that. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.